Message number 945. You are the generation which will have to bear witness to the final crucifixion of my church. Wednesday, October 23, 2013 at 13:30. My dearly beloved daughter, my beloved servants will unite in union with me, less than half of them, but their loyalty to me will help my army to survive and grow in order to spread the Gospels during the global darkness which will be felt during this the greatest apostasy of all time. The lack of respect for me, Jesus Christ, is becoming evident in all nations, in public places and in my churches. My desire now is to prepare my army properly. Do not, my beloved followers, let these things disturb you, for they will only distract you when I need you to be strong in your faith. Just as doors were slammed in my mother's face as she tried to seek shelter just before my birth, so too will doors be shut in your faces. Know that when these doors are being slammed in your faces by those misguided servants in my church, you must only turn to me then. Know also that those who claim to be holy people, knowledgeable in Holy Scripture and the teachings of my church, will queue up and be the first to condemn you because you are following the truth. I refer to all souls in the world who love me and who know the truth, and not necessarily those who follow these my messages for the whole world. The gift of the Holy Spirit will fall only upon those worthy to receive this precious gift from God. Those empty of the Holy Spirit will scream abuse and try to convince you to follow the heresies which will soon become rampant in all Christian churches. The more they show their fear for these messages, the more they will strike out at you. You must ignore their hateful venom and remain silent. These days are almost upon you. Some of you will already have glimpsed the severe opposition which you will have to endure because of me. You are the generation which will have to bear witness to the final crucifixion of my church, but know this. Out of the ashes will rise my glorious body, the New Jerusalem, and you will be chosen to reign amongst the 12 nations. When you remain true to me, I will raise you in glory, and heaven and earth will be yours in the world to come. You must remain fixed on me only during the desolation of abomination, for it will be short. And then nothing will ever separate you from me again. Your Jesus.